chew, charge, cheerful.
Bitch, watch, arch.
George, judge, jewel.
Bridge, lodge, fridge.
Try, truly, atrium.
Drone, drama, adrift.
Cheap, sheep. Chip, ship. Chop, shop. Cheer, shear.
Watch, wash. Much, mush. Batch, bash. Leech, leash.
Etch, edge. Match, madge.
Rich, ridge. H, age.
Jazz musicians Jeff, George, and Geraldine are huge fans of the Czech style.
Among Jane's treasured possessions are a Japanese jewel box and a cherrywood watch stand.
Cambridge and Oxford feature a big percentage of Georgian colleges.
Egyptian soldiers marched into the adjoining village, cheered on by the jubilant villagers.
Charles treated Jill to the gist of that lecture on indigenous architecture.
Belgian children learn Dutch, French and German from their proficient teachers.
A nourishing English breakfast consists of orange juice, porridge and sausages.
A delicious lunch will feature cheese sandwiches, jam and chocolate chip cookies.
On a trip to Truro, Drew drove through dramatic scenery with tremendous trees.
In Trinidad, electric train drivers are chosen for their charm and cheerfulness.
Trudy tried to improve the atrocious translation of Dracula's dream.
Drunk drivers and trespassers were tried quickly and suffered dreadful treatment in prison.
The Wizard of Oz has always been one of Valerie's brother's most prized films.
In a bid to stabilize the huge numbers of failed enterprises, politicians have tried to expand subsidies.
Should zoos around the world strive to enlarge their collections of wild animals?
5 hours ago, the bridge across the Thames in Richmond was closed for cars and pedestrians.
The judge in the News of the World trial had to tread carefully to minimise negative coverage in the newspapers.
Nowadays, smartphones tend to monopolise most people's daily lives on many levels.
Sheffield, Leeds, Hereford, Chelmsford and Royal Tunbridge Wells are unexplored cities for most overseas visitors.
Dog lovers from all over England joined in a festive parade along London's Oxford Street.
The bland food associated with the good old days of the 1950s and 60s has as good as disappeared from today's pub menus.
Members of primitive tribes all over the world tended to be nomads or hunter-gatherers.